I call this special meeting of Sylvania City Council to address 911 consolidation to order. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Cavallini, here. Mr. Fry?
Here.
Mr. Newman?
Here.
Mrs. Hudson? Here. Mr. Lucy?
Here.
Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Mrs. Wetzel?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. We will do our Pledge of Allegiance as normal for a meeting.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sorry, Katie, I didn't see your name on there. Next time. Agenda item three is additions to the agenda. I'm not aware of any other issues to come at this time. Anybody have something else you want to talk about? We'll get to the report of the Safety Committee held in this room just prior to this meeting, and we may want to add a resolution at that time, but I'm going to let you add it. It would be resolution, or I can do it if you want, add Resolution 17-2019 as Agenda Item 5A. So either it is Resolution 17-2019. I added it. We need a motion to approve the agenda as amended. Moved and seconded. All in favor of the amended agenda indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. That takes us to Agenda Item 4, Report of the Safety Committee held this evening. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll try to keep this as short as possible since everybody was already here. We had a Safety Committee meeting this evening starting at 6:30 PM. All members of the committee were in attendance, as well as Mr. Richardson, Mrs. Hussman, Mrs. Cavallini from Council, Mayor Stow, Mrs. Briney, Mr. Aller, Chief Schnorr, Captain Miller, and Ms. Bigelow. The purpose was to consider and get additional information from the administrative staff and in regards to the updated costs for the potential consolidation of 911 service to a countywide service and the potential incremental costs for the city of putting additional personnel and maintaining services here at what is now the current dispatch center. Lots of conversation about that. Chief Schnorr talked about the potential increase in utilization of the historic 85-8900. Is that correct, Chief? I'm not sure why I don't have that number memorized. I should. And to deal with walk-ins and other services. And and the thought process is that was something that needed to continue at some level of intensity. We had a number of members in the audience after lots of questions of Mr. Aller and Chief Schnorr, Mr. Armstrong and Mr. Lafferty, both of them being retired dispatchers, were both against consolidation. And they spoke, and the Chief Telecommunicator Kelso suggested that there was another way to potentially do this. Captain Miller also made some comments about the property room in regards to if we continue to staff, how those responsibilities would be split up. In the end, Mr. Hayden made a motion to advance to council that Mayor Atkinson from White House would be appointed by the city of Sylvania to be the vote for the 911 consolidation consideration. That motion was seconded by Mr. Lukey, and the motion passed 4-0. The meeting was adjourned at 8:10.
All right, as a result of that, the law director has distributed proposed Resolution 17-2019 to appoint Mayor Atkinson of the Village of White House as our representative. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Resolution Number 17-2019. All members of council having received copies previously, I will read by title only. Appointing the Mayor of White House, Donald L. Atkinson, as the City of Sylvania's representative to the Lucas County 911 Planning Committee, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded that resolution number 17-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of resolution number 17-2019.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 17-2019 as an emergency measure.
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Hanam.
I'd like to address the motion. I want the record to reflect that this council's taken this issue very seriously. We all took time out to go see the, to visit the consolidated, the current consolidated city-county 911 operation. And I think, and asked questions, and did a lot of individual inquiry of the individuals that will be in charge of this 911 service going forward. I think, I will say for myself that I was very impressed with the operation and the personnel that we met who were providing that service. They take their jobs very seriously. That was obvious. And I guess the bottom line here is that I am confident that they can provide this 911 service to our community, or I wouldn't be supporting Mayor Atkinson. I know that there have been a lot of issues raised, questions raised in the public by certain individuals about this. But I think, based on what I've seen, they can do the job. That doesn't mean that there aren't issues that we are going to have to address here in Sylvania as a result of that. I'm also confident that we as a council and as a community can address those issues and continue to provide our citizens with the services that they need and expect. And we don't have those all worked out today. We have a year to do that. And I'm confident we'll be diligent in pursuing that. But the message that I really want our neighbors to understand is, I think we believe that this 911 service, consolidated 911 service will work. And that when they call 911, they will get appropriate and prompt responses that will meet their needs and the needs of our community.
Thank you. Any further comments by members of city council?
I do have a comment, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Frye.
I want to thank the administration. I know this is something that there was an awful lot of time and effort expended and put into. I look forward to learning more about the proposal and enhanced services. And I also wanted to look forward to taking another shot at figuring out how to combine services with the township, recognizing it may work or it may not work again. And, but it's certainly worth an effort over the next few months to try to figure out how to consolidate and save some additional money. So, with that, I just wanted to say thank you to the staff for that.
Thank you, Mr. Frye.
I have a question, but I was going to ask it after the motion.
You can, whatever you prefer.
You know, this is a little bit of a tangent from all of our other discussions. They talk in this proposal about the 911 Planning Committee and who would be represented there. So based on the way our section is identified, our nine communities, does a person from that group get a place at the table? And how is that decided?
No, it will be governed by a council of governments. And each community, each subdivision will have a seat at an annual meeting to discuss the budget, to discuss the contracts, and to vote on those. That was one of the problems I saw when I first saw the proposal from the county, is they were going to allow the police chiefs and the fire chiefs to approve the budget and to approve labor contracts. And it is not appropriate for for other civil servants to approve the contracts of other civil servants. That's what elected officials are supposed to do. And we got that back in. They all looked at each other when I brought that up down at the county, and the county representative said, well, we thought about that, but we couldn't figure out how to form that into a sentence. I gave them a couple sentences and it went in. So I think it's in order, but there will be an annual meeting as a requirement to do just that. The 911 committee is to establish this decision, not to run it.
Okay, thank you.
Can I call a question?
There is a motion and a second on the floor for final passage of Resolution 17-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Resolution 17-2019 is approved. Are there any additional items for consideration at this special meeting? Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn? It's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and our next meeting will be at our next regularly scheduled meeting on Monday, November the 18th at 7:30 p.m. Thank you for coming to this special meeting, and please recall there will be a very chilly ribbon cutting tomorrow. It says 38 degrees right now on my weather channel, 4 o'clock tomorrow, out in the breeze, on the bridge, above the Ottawa River.